What about you, Maeve? Any interesting taxi conversations in New York?
I mean, often I don't chat. I just stay on my phone with my head right down. But I got into a taxi on my way to a show the other night. And on the back of the driver's seat, there was a laminated sign. It had a lot of emojis, like a planet emoji and a heart emoji. And it said, I used to drive a gas-guzzling Chevy or something, but now I drive an eco-friendly car and I donate all of my tips. And that all of my tips was in huge letters on this sign to climate change charities like the Sierra Club and 350.org. I took all this in. This isn't it amazing?
Impressive.
And I mean, like, do you know how in New York tips are everything? Like, people get paid really nothing. It's all about your tips for waitresses and for taxi drivers and stuff. So I had to ask him about it.
What's the main question people ask you?
Why I donate my tips?
Yeah.
And why we have to make an impact on the planet?
And how do you find the attitude to climate change here?
50% of the people will tell you, yes, I agree, we need to do something. Mm. And the next question that I ask them is, okay, what's your action about it? It's none.
Have you always been taking some action?
Yes. Not that much, but after Trump got elected, I said to myself, enough is enough. If you just let the politicians do the job, they're not going to do it.
Uh-huh. Do you know about the Paris Agreement?
Yes, but we need more aggressive goals and action, mass action. Everybody should do something.
How are you feeling like at the moment about climate
justice? I feel empowered when people ask me and I spread the word.
We're in New York and tips are a huge part of income, no?
Yes, it is.
So this seems like a big personal sacrifice.
Yes. I make enough for a living first, and then, let's say it's 10% of what I make.
Yeah.
It's better to donate it in a good cause, and that will affect not us, but our next generation.
Do you have children?
Not yet, but everybody should think, even if they don't have children, what will happen?
Mm-hmm. We're here?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
So yeah, I was so happy to talk to George. He was an immigrant from Greece and he'd been living in New York for 7 years. And I thought what was really interesting is that he felt the recommendations from Paris were a step in the right direction, but that we needed laws.
I must say, I really admire that he's taking direct personal action and also spreading the word through people coming into his cab. What better people to do it than those that meet people in a confined space where you can't actually get away?
No, totally. And like, he didn't open up the conversation. He just had a piece of paper.
Yes, and you read the...
And I read it. And so I started. And he said it starts conversations all the time, you know?
Exactly.
So, good on him, George.